Ben Schmitz joining us here today as we're catching up with, again, all of the seniors who are heading off to play college athletics next year. And Ben, of course, going to be wrestling up in Morningside. Ben, first, congratulations on the decision, and thanks very much for joining us here today.
Yep, thank you.
Ben, let's take us through this decision. I think everybody knew you probably were going to want to wrestle somewhere. It's been a passion of yours, and you've been so good at it for so long. Take us through kind of maybe starting last year, how this whole process started for you.
Well, last year, my parents started talking to me about what I was planning on doing after high school. So I decided to start looking at some colleges that not only my family's gone to, but some close area stuff that I've been, like, more accustomed to seeing.
And you mentioned that your older brother Alex also wrestled in college. So did you lean on him a little bit having been through all of this, or how was that experience for you?
Yeah, he was a good resource for me to just ask him, like, how it goes on, just what he thinks is most important for, like, choosing colleges and stuff like that.
So was kind of the advice he gave you the same things you were thinking, or did you find some other things that you felt were important in making the decision on where you wanted to go?
He had a lot of good advice for me, but there's some stuff that I prefer more than him. But, I mean, I still made the same decision as him, so Morningside's a really good college.
Absolutely. And being up there following your brother's career there, did that help lean you towards Morningside a little bit?
I think it was more the how my sister's there right now, so I wanted to be close to her and other families. They visit Sioux City pretty often.
Okay, so let's take us through that process. What were you looking for in a school, and why was it ultimately Morningside that you decided to go to?
Well, firstly, I want to have a good college for academics, because that's what we're mainly going to do, or I'm going to mainly do, like, later in life. I can't wrestle forever. So that was first, and Morningside's a really good college. And then I had some family down there, so a little bit of familiarity for me is helping me keep on track and stuff, keeps me accountable.
Now, you mentioned the education part. What do you want to go to school for? What do you want to do in the future once wrestling comes to an end?
I'm planning on majoring in accounting.
Okay, so you're going to get your CPA, or what direction do you want to take with that accounting degree?
I'm not really sure yet. I'm sure talking to teachers down at Morningside and stuff, I'll learn a lot more about stuff like that.
As you were visiting Morningside, looking at it for wrestling and, of course, for your education purposes, was there anything you learned that maybe you didn't already know?
Well, just seeing the guys and stuff, it really got me accustomed to how, like, their wrestling program works and how their school works. And it was something I really liked, and it, like, how friendly the coaches and other teammates were. So I liked that a lot.
Tell us a little bit then about Morningside's wrestling. What are you going to be walking into, and what's the future look like for you there?
They're pretty good right now. They got a couple guys down at the national tournament last year, so they're at a good place right now, and I'm really hoping that when I get there, I can help out all as much as I can and maybe break the lineup, just help the team a lot.
What's the weight classes around you look? Is there some pretty stiff competition for you to break into that lineup right away?
There's a chance. Usually the 25 weight class is pretty slim because not many guys are that small. 33 has a bit more guys, but, I mean, if I wrestle well, I could always be able to, but it's always up in the air.
Ben, is that the two weight classes you're planning on staying, or will there be some moving around for you?
I plan on staying down there at either 25 or 33. I don't intend on getting too big.
Don't want to bulk up to 150 or anything?
I don't see it happening.
Ben, what do you feel like your strengths going into Morningside will be?
I feel like being able to stay on top of, like, schoolwork and stuff like that will give me a chance to stay on top of my wrestling as well and not get distracted by outside things like that.
Where do you feel like you could struggle a little bit and have to adjust?
Just keeping up with some schoolwork. I'm sure college is going to be tough, but if I just stay with it and get help from all the resources that Morningside has for me, that I'll be able to get it done.
Wrestling, such a mental game. Sounds like you're pretty prepared for that, but it's also different in college than at the high school level. How do you feel like that transition will go into the different scoring, even probably some of the different holds and different moves that you'll see that maybe you didn't see a lot of in high school?
Well, in college, they got longer periods, and then there's a riding time, which I'm kind of fond of. I think that'd be really cool to just get into. It's a lot of the guys at college are a lot more athletic and stuff, and so you just got to be ready for everybody. There's no pushovers in college like there sometimes can be in high school.
So with this crazy time right now with the coronavirus and everybody not being in school and even some concerns about maybe being able to start up sports in the fall, how do you get yourself prepared? What are the things you can do to kind of get yourself prepared even though you can't get together with those teammates and with your coaches?
Just staying on top of my athletics and stuff, just staying active so I can stay in shape and stuff so I don't have to struggle to get back in shape next fall.
So I got to ask, who's the best wrestler in the family? Do you beat your brother? Do you beat your dad? Or do you guys, when you guys have your wrestle off there for the family bragging rights, who's the champion usually?
Well, Alex is the best right now, but that's just because he's bigger than all of us. But I think in a year or two, I'll be whooping up on him.
Is dad in the competition at all anymore?
he's starting to get beat up a little bit more than he did in the past, so I think we're starting to pass him.
Well, Ben, I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun watching you over the last 4 years there at Kemper. Appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the absolute best of luck. I know you're going to do great things up there at Morningside.
Thank you.
Ben Schmitz again from Kemper Catholic, again heading to Morningside to wrestle.